Okay, so sorry about that. Like we were saying before, you've built quite a following with, Twitter and Facebook, and you have a lot of followers that are willing to take in the content that you are willing to give out to them. With that in mind, how are you going to use these followers to expand your business? What are your plans for the future?
I'd say the most important thing to realize about social media or blogging or anything along those lines is that you need to maintain a consistency. And I've been using Dig and Reddit as my examples this whole time, but just for example's sake, let's just use them again. People invest time into you, they will expect returns on that time. So, for example, if you are a regular Dig or Reddit user, if you went to dig.com or reddit.com, and they didn't have anything new posted, and then you went back the next day and they still didn't have anything new posted, and then you went back a week later and they still didn't have anything new posted, you're eventually going to give up on going back to that website because you feel like you've been betrayed by them. You had their trust that there would always be some new and engaging content, but all of a sudden it's gone. So the biggest thing that we need to do, and that anybody needs to do, is to make sure that they maintain a consistent maintain consistency in whatever they're doing. You have to blog on a regular basis, whether that's every day or a couple times a week or every week on Monday or something. You have to make sure you do it all the time. And so that's probably the biggest thing that we're focusing on, is just maintaining that consistency. And at the same time, even though we've got this relatively large following, I mean, it's not that large compared to some of the larger businesses out there, but we're going to surely continue with social media because that's. And we're not only going to continue doing the social media things that we've been doing, we're also going to keep our eyes open to make sure that nothing new is coming out. And if something new does come out and it seems promising, then we're going to engage ourselves in it so that we can try and get ahead. At the same time, now that we've been around for a year now and we've sold some product and made some money, we're going to try and move into buying some things. For example, ads. Obviously, we need to keep making new inventory, so we need to spend money on that. We're going to spend money on giveaways. We've done that in the past, but now that we have some money, we can do it a little more. And eventually, our biggest goal is to just to keep the customer happy and maintain our sales and just be as good a company as we can be, you know?
Okay, so I have two more questions. One, how much validity do you put to smaller social media sites that haven't really built a following yet? Because one of the things that I'm very keen on is working with smaller social media sites as if they're investments. Working with them, kind of building your brand with their brand in the hopes that it could increase your market share as they expand with your own company. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's definitely a good idea, and that's sort of what we did at first with Twitter, until it got huge, and now it's, like I said, it's a little bit harder to capitalize on. But it's just, doing what you said is just like any investment. You're taking a risk because you don't know if that particular startup is going to be successful. You really have to take a look at it and do your research, and if you decide that this company is worth investing your time into, because time is money, then it's certainly a good idea. Because when it's a small, you have the opportunity to meet the people that have started it and to get to know some of the original users. And because you started early, you're going to be gaining more followers than the typical person.
And you'll have their trust.
And you'll gain their trust because you've been around since the beginning. So, and it's basically just that. It's a great idea so long as you really truly think that it's going to be worth it in the end. But if you decide to go with a company and it turns out that they're not going anywhere, then you just have to decide when you have to move on.
Okay, Nick, we don't have that much time left. One quick question. What are your plans for after A Little Bit Weird, after everything you've learned from the company? What are your plans?
Well, I plan on continuing A Little Bit Weird, at least as far as I can see in my life. But I want to move to a more social focus, help the world a little bit. Right now, I'm starting a large-scale social experiment to gauge the effects of positive thinking.